TKPN. Pageant Cast episode 288. Today on the Pageant Cast, Rachel Jewelerette. She's Mrs. United States 2010.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Wendy Russo, Mrs. Minnesota United States, and you're listening to the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for the great introduction. You're listening to TKPN. This is the Pageant Cast. Thanks so much for tuning in. This past weekend, we went to the Illinois Interview Day that was part of a model casting call for Tierra Magazine and the Live Out Loud charity. We got about 15 interviews. We are not going to be putting them on the Tuesday shows. We're going to rebirth our Friday Pageant Cast on the Scene program until we get through those pageant interviews. Those will be coming out on Fridays. That way, each of the ladies gets their own program that they can have. So that will be coming up in the coming weeks. So stay tuned for those. If you're subscribed to the feed, you will get them automatically. And remember, our feed is feeds.feedburner.com/pageantcast. You can also do a search for Pageant Cast on iTunes and just click subscribe. It's absolutely free, and you will never miss an episode of the Pageant Cast. We'd love to hear your feedback. Send us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com. Visit us at either twitter.com/pageantcast or facebook.com/pageantcast. Or why don't you give us a call at 262-757-8576. That's 262-757-TKPN. All right, folks, today we have the lovely, the talented Rachel Jewelerette. She is the current and reigning Mrs. United States. I know you're going to absolutely love this interview. It's a lot of fun coming up today on the Pageant Cast. TKPNPodcast.com. 300 episodes. That's right, we're coming up on 300 episodes of the Pageant Cast. While other pageant podcasts are still getting themselves started, we've been on the air since 2005 with 300 episodes of news, interviews, and viewpoints about beauty pageants in the USA and beyond. And you can be a part of this legendary program. Just call us and congratulate us for 300 episodes on our call line, 262-757-8576. That's 262-757-TKPN. Remember, you can call us, you can text us, you can send us an email. Just make sure you make a subject line of 300 episodes. 300 episodes only happens once, and after a serious amount of work. Be a part of the celebration.
They call, send letters, email, and visit your home. They're not friends or family. They're con artists, scammers, and criminals. In times like these, it's important to learn how to protect yourself. Credit card schemes, bogus investment opportunities, and free vacation scams are just a few ways that today's criminals target you and your family. Protect yourself. Never give anyone your social security number, credit card, or bank account information unless you initiated the call. Stay informed of current scams by contacting your Attorney General's office and Better Business Bureau. If you're a victim, reporting the con to the local authorities will prevent others from suffering the same fate. To learn more about how to keep your family safe from con artists and scams, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and I've got a fantastic, fantastic guest for you tonight. We have Rachel Jewelaret, Mrs. United States 2010, on the phone. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Oh, I am fantastic. It's so wonderful that I get to talk to you. Where are we calling you tonight?
Well, I am surprisingly at home, so I'm in between loads of laundry and cooking dinner tonight.
Well, fantastic.
You caught me at a good time.
Yeah, I'm glad. I don't want to upset anybody's doing the laundry, particularly when you're going through all the gowns, et cetera, this year. So, tell us a little bit. Mrs. United States is an exceptionally competitive pageant. What do you owe your success there to?
I have to definitely give a shout out, I guess you could say, to my director, Renee Lantrip. She's the director for Mrs. Alabama and Mrs. Mississippi. And being a former Mrs. Alabama as well, Renee and I have such a wonderful relationship. She's not only my director, but I consider her to be one of my closest friends as well. And there it was not a day that went by that we weren't on the phone together in preparation, if we weren't together. I did not even pick out earrings without her. She's just a very, very hands-on director. Wanted to make everything perfect, from the hemline to my interview dress to, you know, the exact fit of every single piece of clothing I wore. She just very hands-on and very sincere about everything. She truly cares, and just she's that way with all her girls, just wanting them to show their best self and just really shine.
Well, that's great, and I'm so glad that you mentioned your director. A lot of times folks go into the next round of competition, and they don't use the resources that are right there and really willing to help them out. So wonderful to hear is a director helping out that much as you prepare for nationals. Now, what got you started in pageants in the first place?
Oh, my goodness. I was never really the pageant girl. I was the tomboy. I grew up on a farm, had two older brothers, so I
got news for you. I got news for you. That is the pageant girl. I think I've heard that response more than, you know, other responses that we could get. Like, I was always playing with dolls and Barbies. I always hear I was a tomboy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. This might be a little embarrassing, but I'm going to let you in on a secret.
Okay.
I showed cows when I was a little kid. So I had my boots on and, you know, had my little cow I'd lead out and would show my little cow. And I guess that was my first experience with the stage, or in that case, the ring. No, I was always rolling in the mud with my brothers. So when my mom decided that there was a pageant that I might be interested in, she asked me about it. I think I was probably 8 or 10.
Okay.
And she asked me if I'd be interested in it and that she'd make me a pretty dress to wear. And I thought, oh, this could be good. This could be fun. I get a new dress. And so that was actually what got me into pageants. My mom would make me a pretty new dress and roll my hair, and I'd get to wear, you know, some lip gloss and mascara. And I thought, okay, this side of being a girl's not so bad. And of course, I didn't win anything, you know.
Now, did you ever get to compete in a pageant with the cow? No girl cow type pageants?
Well, I guess you could say when you show the cows, it's kind of like a pageant for the cow. I don't know if you know anything about showing cows or
actually,
not.
Actually, I live in Wisconsin, the dairy state, and our state fair is just You're right. It's like a beauty pageant for the cow. It's like, hey, look at this udder. You know, it's like, oh, please, folks. Oh, look at the spots on this Guernsey. You know, I'm like, okay, whatever.
It is. You even get their little tails all fluffy and spray them with hairspray and stuff.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, they get dolled up, you know.
Well, they probably got you ready for your competition, was thinking about how you got your cow ready back in the old days.
That was my hairstyle. That's what I was thinking of. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, we're going to have to take our break. We're going to be right back with Rachel Jewelerette, Mrs. United States 2010, and I promise in the second half we won't talk about cows. In just a moment.
No. 1,000 tornadoes are reported nationwide every year. Would you know what to do if a tornado was heading your way? I'm Reba McIntyre, reminding you to prepare before disaster strikes. Assemble an emergency preparedness kit. Make a family communications plan. And if a tornado watch or warning is issued, listen to a battery-powered radio for updates. To learn more about how to be prepared for tornadoes, please contact your local American Red Cross chapter or visit redcross.org today.
I can't say enough good things about our new partner, Avis Rental Car. If you need a rental car, this is the place to go. You know, when I traveled to Beauties of America, Myrtle Beach, maybe about 3 years ago, I got a Chevy Malibu, and I absolutely fell in love with it during that time. By the time I came home, I was like, I love these Chevy Malibus, looked at the Chevy Malibus, didn't end up with a Chevy Malibu, but the twin sister of it at the time was the Saturn Aura, and I ended up with a Saturn Aura. So what I rented ended up turning out into what I wanted to drive every single day. It's almost like taking a vacation from yourself. Avis lives by this motto: we will ensure a stress-free car rental experience by providing superior services that cater to our customers' individual needs. Always conveying the "we try harder" spirit with knowledge, caring, and a passion for excellence. And now you can save 10% off any reservation of $30 off of a weekly rental. That rental car must be a compact or larger and excluding specialty vehicles. You can get this by going to www.avis.com/pageant. PageantCast is a paid affiliate of Avis.
Leave voicemail and comments for Tim at the PageantCast. Call 262-757-BKPN and let Tim know what you think of the show. This is Adrienne Caruso, Mrs. Galaxy 2011, wishing you Tierra Dream.
We're your friends are.
Hey, let's get social. On the Facebook wall this past week, Anna Picking liked her photos from the Mrs. Wisconsin United States that I posted. Kimberly Grice voiced her opinions on this year's American Idol competition. Suzanne Moore and Michelle "The Bench" Wagner came by to say hi. Brittany Larson is one of our new friends. And we had a phone call with the one and only, the fabulous Debbie Promoda. This week, and just came back from the Illinois interview day with Tierra Magazine and the Live Out Loud charity. You're going to see on Fridays as we start to put out Pageant Cast on the Scene with all these different programs. I think you're really going to like it. We got about 15 interviews over the course of the afternoon.
Hi, my name is Katie Robinson, Miss Teen Baltimore County International 2010, competing to be the next Miss Teen Maryland International 2010. My platform is to empower teenage girls by providing them with the necessary tools to lead and succeed despite life's obstacles. As Good Shepherd Center's Mid-Atlantic Ambassador, I invite you to visit www.katierebekka.com to learn how you can make a difference in a teen's life today. I hope you help out.
Hey, it's Zach the Moss Man Daggy here. If you're a fan of great independent music, then be sure to check out mosspod.com. It's here you'll find a plethora of shows, all focusing on the indie music scene. For starters, there's my flagship show, The Moss Pod, a show that's been going well over 2 years and has featured some of the best and brightest of indie artists. Looking to delve deeper into the indie music scene? Then be sure to check out some of the great interviews on The Shameless Plugcast. If you're looking for some eye candy, then check out some of the astonishing indie music videos on To The Flame. Want to hear the latest in music and technology news from the indie media perspective? Then check out The Pod 5. Add in some album recommendations and a few free albums, and what you get is the complete experience that is mosspod.com. Hope to see you there, and oh yeah, stay tuned, stay subscribed, and be a part of new media.
From the compilation album Songs from the Vault, Volume 1, by Matthew Ebel, here's a piano pop tune released first in 2009. It's called Lost on Block Island. Now, I believe the story behind this is that Matthew Ebel in the summertime plays quite a bit on Block Island, which is out on the eastern seaboard someplace. I forget the actual location. It's a very interesting place, and I think you get a real feel for what it must be like out there and to perform out there by listening to this too. Maybe not, I don't know. But here's Matthew Ebel, and you can find this song at his website, MatthewEbel.com. Here's Lost on Block Island.
Water street and the drunks I meet, I lost my feet and got caught in a current pulling me out to the sea. It's hard to find peace out on Block Island, except the peace you make and that ain't no lie. Everywhere there's tourists talking at me, and it makes me wanna cry. But still I try, try, try. Just numb the pain with the rum and the rain, I might stay sane, but I don't think that I can drink much more.
Hello, I'm Josh Rogers, creator of the No Excuses DVD. Even with my hectic schedule, I find myself making excuses for not having time to get a quick, effective workout in. But now it's time to cut the excuses with this quick fix training program that can be performed in the comfort of your own home, while traveling on the road, staying in hotels, or even on a tour bus with no excuses. All you need is tubing, an exercise ball, 5 to 8 pound dumbbells, and a jump rope to work your way toward a happy and healthier you. I'm confident you'll find a workout routine and level of intensity that will work best for you at your current fitness level. Get ready to finally enjoy working out with no excuses.
We're back at the Pageant Cast. We're talking to the beautiful, lovely, and charming Rachel Jewelerette. She's Mrs. United States 2010. And your platform is leukemia, but you said that leads to a lot, lot more. So what got you started in leukemia as a platform?
Well, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society actually first became involved with them after my first year as a kindergarten teacher. I had a student 3 weeks into my class named Matthew who got diagnosed with leukemia. And just watching that process of his little body being broken down from the treatments and going weeks and weeks without being able to see him because it was too dangerous to be at school because there was a chicken pox outbreak.
Oh, wow.
Which could be fatal to him. Just watching he and his family and being so close with him as he was going through these treatments, it just spoke to me because no matter what, Matthew had the best outlook on life. Mm-hmm. He had the sunniest disposition of any child in my classroom, and I just thought, you know, why him? Why at 5 years old? Why this baby? Why not me? You know, and right. I just wanted to do something. And I entered my first marathon, which was actually a half marathon, to raise money, to raise funding for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and I ran it in his honor.
Now, leukemia, that's a form of cancer, correct?
It is. It is. And throughout this process of winning Mrs. United States, I've had a lot of different organizations related to cancer, and especially children's hospitals that have cancer patients, reach out to me. And so I've been involved with, from this, Relay for Life, Racing for a Cure, which is a nonprofit race team that actually, it's an ARCA race team where the driver, Ricky Byers, was a cancer survivor. Mm. And he, all the proceeds he raises, we get to take a big check, you know, down to a local children's hospital. Our latest one was actually in Birmingham, Alabama. We went to the children's hospital there to visit and make a donation. But, you know, I've become involved with them, and we've tied in Crowns for a Cure with that. And so I've just had lots of wonderful opportunities to help a broad spectrum of people with cancer.
Okay. Now, if people want to help you out in your cause of leukemia, how could they get started in that platform?
If you want to help, there's always a local chapter for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in every state. Usually has a few chapters that where people can get involved with them, either by, you can run in a marathon or walk. They have century rides, which are bike rides. They do triathlons, and they have them all over. But the first thing to do, I would say, is to contact your local Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and they always have dates set up where they have meetings and you can come in and get information on local things of how you can help raise money. So if you're not an athlete and not involved in that, you can always go on their website and make a donation or call and find out how you can help.
Now, I'm a little bit concerned for you because I hear about all these marathons that you're running, and yet when I looked at the pictures out on the internet, those shoes don't look like you should be running in them that you were wearing in the pageant. I really don't think you should be running in those shoes. I think you might hurt your feet.
Well, we were pretty busy in Las Vegas, so I think I got very good at running in heels. But I've always been very athletic. I played college soccer and ran track and played basketball and it's just always doing something athletic. So
well, and chasing down cows. So you had that too.
Chasing cows. I mean, sometimes they get loose. You have to run them down.
Yeah, exactly.
But, cows are expensive. You can't just let them go.
Right, so. right. Exactly. Well, that's incredible. It sounds like there's a lot of different ways that you've been involved this year with your platform. Unfortunately, we're just about out of time. I do want to ask you, is there anything I didn't ask? I know we didn't get to cover as much as I was hoping. Is there anything you'd... Is there anything that you'd like to let my show listeners know before I have to let you go?
I just want to thank you for this opportunity and the opportunity to share this title with so many people by being involved with these different organizations. It's been a wonderful year. It's been such a blessing to myself and my family that words can't really describe just what an honor it is to represent our country. I'm very thankful and grateful.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much. That's Rachel Jularent, Mrs. United States 2010. We wish you the best of luck and success for the rest of your reign. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you. I had so much fun. Thank you.
And now it's time for the Amazing-a-tron.
Now, for those of you that are uninitiated, here's how the Amazing-a-tron works. We go to a particular pageant personality's blog or website, and I go through and count how many times the word amazing or some derivation thereof appears. If it's a blog, we only look at the main blog page. We don't go through the archive, just the main blog page. Let's get things started today on the Amazing-a-tron. Today, we aim the Amazing-a-tron at Victims' Voices, Empowering Victims of Domestic Violence. You can find it at thevictimsvoices.blogspot.com. Let's check it out with the Amazing-a-tron.
Amazing. 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 Amazing.
5. 5 amazings on the Victims' Voices Empowering Victims of Domestic Violence. Check out the website by using the link in our show notes.
Today's amazing was provided by Sharissa Pear, Ms. American Renaissance 2009. If you'd like to be the voice of the Amazing-a-tron, let us know by recording you saying the word amazing and forwarding it to us at pageantcast@gmail.com. It's amazing!
Hope you are enjoying the PageantCast, the internet's first podcast dedicated to the world and women of beauty pageants. This is Suzanne Moore, America's 30s 2010, wishing you Tiara Dreams.
262-757-8576. Now you can interact with the PageantCast easier than ever. You can call us and leave us a message to be played here on the PageantCast. Or you can text us at 262-757-8576. 8576. Call 262-757-TKPN.
Pageant Cast.
That's right. Now you can text us and we'll read your text right in the Pageant Text feature on the show, and we'll feature it on Saturdays on the website.
Pageant Text.
It's easy to do. Call 262-757-8576.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Now, let's enter the Pageant Cast News Desk. The stories you hear can be read in their entirety at news.pageantcast.com.
Congratulations to the new Ms. Colorado Galaxy, but an old friend of the Pageant Cast, Edie Martin. Here we go again, Miss San Antonio. The ousted beauty queen wins back the Miss San Antonio crown. Former Miss San Antonio reclaimed her crown in a courtroom. Jury unanimously sided with the beauty queen Dominique Ramirez in her bid to win her title back. She stated, "I don't plan on taking the crown away from Ashley. I'm hoping we'll be able to share and she can go to Miss Texas as well as Miss Bexar County, and we can both share the crown." According to the board president, he says, "I think this sets a bad precedent for pageants everywhere. It could destroy pageants if contestants are allowed to sue over everything." I don't know if it's everything. It was simply to see if the crown would come back, sir. However, I don't see... I've read over a number of the different articles, and there's a lot of courtroom drama, etc., but I don't see that the facts of the case were rebuked. I just see that the judge went against the earlier verdict. I don't understand. I thought they had proved in the earlier case that she was not fulfilling her contract, and apparently a jury said that she was, so I don't know what happened here. If anybody has input, let me know, because this one, I see it as open and shut. If you fulfill your contractual obligations, you keep the crown. If you don't, you lose the crown. So I don't know which, if any, of the allegations were false, but here we are. Miss San Antonio is back. Ms. Ramirez has regained her title.
Pageant Cast.
Hey, thanks everybody for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Rachel Jewelerette on today's program. Gee, I really hope someday I get to go out to Mrs. United States. It is such a great pageant. Lots of fun out there in Vegas. And I know they keep bringing year after year such great winners out of that pageant system. Just fantastic group. In fact, I just recently judged a state prelim, and every single one of the ladies that were competing would have been a fantastic national title holder. And certainly we wish the best of luck to Coral Hildebrand, the new Mrs. Wisconsin United States, on her bid to become the new national title holder. Hey, remember to check out our Podsafe musical artist today, and you can follow the show notes for links to how to purchase their music that you heard here today on the Pageant Cast. Remember to check out our Amazon link right on pageantcast.com. It helps us keep the program on the air, and some of our corporate advertisers are about to go away as we move away from our network affiliation with Mevio. You'll still be available to get our programs out at Mevio, but our contract is running out over there. So we are moving on, and hope you help us out by working with our Amazon affiliation and some of the other things that we have out on the website. Hey, remember to send us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com, or you can call us, or you can text us at 262-757 8576. So stay subscribed, and until next time, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.